Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of Isaiah, the prophet, lesson 10, doing the unsinkable. Friday, summary. Jesus was crucified, put to the grave, resurrected on the third day. After 40 days, he went to heaven. And sometime afterwards, Philip got the following information. Go down. And now we look at this map here of Palestine. He got the information to go down to Gaza. The Gaza Strip, it's the same name today, to go down on the way to Egypt, and here is Gaza. And it's a long way down there along the coast, and in the end you will be in Egypt. And he was told the road there will be empty. There's desert. And we read this story in the book of Acts, chapter 8. And there, when Philip was there, He wondered what should happen here in this desert. And when there came a coach along, and you could see, ooh, this must be a rich person. It was the minister of finance in Ethiopia. And he had the charge of all the treasure of the queen there. And he had come to Jerusalem for the worship, and now he was on his way back. And because he was so rich, he had bought the most expensive scroll he could buy in Jerusalem. And this was the scroll of Isaiah, because it is the longest, 66 chapters. And now, he sat on his couch, and we can see it here, on his piece of art of Maximilian Janscher, the Austrian artist. Here he is on his carriage, on the way back to Egypt, reading in this scroll aloud. And Philip is on the way, and yeah, he sees this carriage coming, and then the spirit tells him, approach this carriage. And when he hears this minister reading, he suddenly understands, oh, that's the text of the prophet Isaiah, the text we're going to study this week, that the Messiah is a suffering one. And when Philip heard him read the prophet Isaiah, he asks, do you understand what you read? And in chapter 8, in the book of Acts, verse 31, this minister said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the minister answered Philip and said, I pray you, of whom speaks the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Imagine, in this book of Isaiah, there are 66 chapters. It is a long, long, long scroll. And when reading in those days, you could only read a certain passage, as in our books. Two pages are open and the rest is closed. And you have to go on, then you have to roll here and to unroll there, and so you go on. And when he passes on his way, Philip, he's exactly on the most important topic in the whole scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Now that's fascinating. And he reads loud. And in that moment, Philip is there and can hear him read. And God sent someone who knows this text. Otherwise it would have been no use. And Philip explains to him the suffering Messiah. And when they come to water, the minister said, see, here's water. What does hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. Now they stand still. And then, what happens then? And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the minister, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the minister saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus. This minister of finance, he went back to Ethiopia, and the queen quickly could see, oh, he's so happy what has happened to him. And then he told. And then all the nobility there, they got the information. And then all the people of Ethiopia. And nearly 2,000 years later, the Italian army came to Ethiopia and made a colony for Italy in 1935 with the help of German parachute jumpers. And when they came there, these Italian people, Roman Catholic normally, they were so surprised. They found Christians, and to their surprise, Christians who rested on the Sabbath day, on Saturday. You're wiser? Because the early Christians celebrated Sabbath, not Sunday, which came 300 years later. What a miracle.